Gale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone on the top of the homepage, and type in Charlie. That's stamps.com, promo code Charlie. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. In 1857, the SS Central, also known as the Gold Ship, sank with 9.1 tons of gold on board. Valued at $2.1 million, that is the modern-day equivalent to hundreds of millions of dollars. The greatest American treasure ever discovered at sea. Today, Noble Gold, a California-based company with a pristine reputation, has a share of these coins available to their clients. Over 7,000 gold coins, mostly $1, $5, and $20, gold coins from 1840 to 1857 were recovered from the SS Central America shipwreck. Most of these coins were from the Ship of Gold, were quickly acquired by private collectors when the coins were first brought to the market in 2000. Now, Noble Gold's clients can get this unforgettable part of American history at a fair, affordable valuation. Contact Noble Gold and ask about the Kirk shipwreck deal. To receive this unique offer, visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on Andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on Andro400.com. Andro400.com. That's Andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Confronting the pandemic will be the top agenda item for President Biden and other G7 leaders during that three-day summit starting Friday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The G7 is made up of the world's wealthiest democracies, and the leaders are meeting in person for the first time since the pandemic. Vaccinations and economic recovery will be major topics of discussion. Leaders from the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Canada will also address climate and cybersecurity, as well as the rising challenges from China and Russia.
President Biden calling on global leaders to join him in sharing vaccines with struggling nations. He is promising the U.S. will donate 500 million doses to help speed the pandemic's end and bolster the strategic position of the world's wealthiest democracies. Also at townhall.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen for the sixth consecutive week. Bernie Bennett has an update.
The Labor Department reported that jobless claims fell by 9,000 to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. The number of people signing up for benefits exceeded 900,000 in early January and has fallen more or less steadily ever since. Still, claims are high by historic standards. Before the pandemic brought economic activity to a near standstill, weekly applications were regularly coming in below 220,000. Nearly 3.5 million people were receiving traditional state unemployment benefits the week of May 29th, down by 258,000 from 3.8 million the week before. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Bipartisan group of lawmakers looking at an infrastructure deal with $579 billion in new spending, part of the $1 trillion package. The 10 lawmakers have been huddling behind closed doors. Lawmakers do caution changes could still be made. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada Supreme Court today denied Las Vegas Councilman Stavros Anthony's bid to force a new election after a razor-thin defeat to Ross Miller for a Clark County Commission seat in November. Anthony's campaign argued that state law requires a new election if one is deemed to be, quote-unquote, prevented. The state's high court agreed with the lower court ruling that it wasn't prevented. Anthony lost by just 15 votes in a race where 139 discrepancies were identified. The widow of the late Sheldon Adelson has been appointed executor of the former Las Vegas Sands CEO estate. Dr. Miriam Adelson was made executor on June 3rd, putting her in control of more than 52% of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation stock, currently valued at about $22 billion. Sheldon Adelson died in January due to complications related to his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 87. Well, despite the windy conditions, enjoy the sub-triple-digit days we're experiencing right now, because the National Weather Service says next week it's going to bring some of the hottest days of the year so far, reaching possibly 116 degrees and maybe break an all-time record of 117.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we check out the traffic cams right now, heavy volumes on the 15 southbound at Oakey are bumper-to-bumper through there. Also, northbound Interstate 15 at Spring Mountain, there is a crash with multiple vehicles. That's on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound past Spring Mountain.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. We're so excited about that. Big news day. The big piece of news, you heard Gentleman Jim Dallas report on it. The Nevada State Supreme Court today denied Las Vegas Councilman Stavros Anthony's bid to force a new election in a just a razor-thin defeat to Ross Miller for Clark County Commission seat. And simply put, this makes no sense at all. I will be interested to see what the reaction of Stavros Anthony, maybe today we're going to try and reach out to him. Also to Mark Hutchison, his attorney. And it just doesn't make sense. But we'll try and get to the bottom of that before we leave you at 6 o'clock. As you know, there is a good deal of controversy surrounding the just-completed 81st Nevada Legislature. Joining us, the guy that's been with us all every step of the way. I mean, he's been there. Man, he is a champion. He is Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And by the way, just so you know, this NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Daniel Honcharoo, you've had a chance to take a week off to kind of relax, to kind of decompress. Your overall view of what went down during the 120-day session?
Well, you are correct. I took a week to relax and digest some of the last-minute spectacles we witnessed. Generally speaking, I think conservatives held their line pretty well until the very last few days when, of course, they snuck through this mining tax, quote, bargain that will benefit the teachers union, the gaming industry, and pleased mining interests enough to put it in action. Now, of course, that'll be to the detriment of the remaining Nevada, excuse me, the remaining Nevada taxpaying populace, and that bill is AB 495, but otherwise I'm generally relieved to see that we didn't, you know, endure massive tax hikes as in the past, etc. So I view back on it, you know, it from day one, Kevin, and you and I have talked about this a lot, it was kind of a mockery of a legislative session, right? We weren't allowed in the building, even at the latest stages when everyone was fully vaxxed. Numbers were limited until the very final weeks. I've told you I myself, as a registered lobbyist, wasn't able to access the building daily without going through a required on-the-site COVID test. So with all those things said, I think the actual policy that came out could have been a lot worse given the mockery of the process that occurred, if that makes sense.
Well, let me just ask you, because one of the issues I've had all along has been that the way we make the sausage, so to speak, really is rather unpleasant. And I'm just wondering, do you see, you've talked to legislators on both sides of the aisle, and I'm just curious, is there any groundswell at all for changing how we do lawmaking in Nevada? I'm not just talking about going to, you know, one session a year instead of one session every 2 years. I'm talking about just changing the nature of how we make laws, because eventually Republicans are going to be in power. Am I right?
Well, I think conservatives certainly hope they will be in power. They certainly are not right now. But I agree with you. There are serious issues with how legislation is introduced and drafted and approved in the session's final days. What we witnessed with this mining tax bargain isn't at all unique to the 2021 Nevada legislative session. It happened in 2019. It happened in 2017 and all years that I can count before. So this is kind of pro forma at this point. And what it results in is a massive disservice to the constituents which these lawmakers ostensibly represent. Because, you know, under current rules, what they do is come into the session by 2/3 voice vote. They can declare an emergency, and that pretty much gives them carte blanche to avoid all existing notice and build requirements. So we saw AB 495, the big mining tax bill, introduced Saturday night and, you know, signed, done by Monday when we were all on Memorial Day weekend. So this is to say that we certainly need to look at reforming these loopholes around the end of days processes in the legislature. Now, there's, in my view, neither side has been particularly intent on approaching these bills, and that should anger the populace even more, I think. They are going out of their way to quite literally reduce transparency in the session's most important culminating days. So I share the frustration of hundreds of thousands of Nevadans across the state. We need more transparent policymaking in this state because right now we do not have it.
Did we do anything in this session other than legally to do separation of powers violations? I mean, we've still got members of the legislature that are double dipping, and and it seems as if nothing's happening unless a lawsuit is successful.
Well, you are correct, and you well know that we at MPRI have been involved in ongoing Article 3 of the Constitution litigation regarding the separation of powers provision, which in very plain and explicit terms says that if you serve in one branch of government, you cannot perform, quote, any functions, unquote, in any other branch. And that provision has been ignored for decades, ignored again this session, and precisely why we brought our suit. Right now there are at least nine lawmakers who are violating the Constitution by concurrently serving in both the legislative and executive branches. But quite frankly, I feel hopeful going forward on this case. We in fact filed a brief with the state Supreme Court yesterday, because the legislative session only improved our arguments going forward. We witnessed again the same types of conflicts of interest that shouldn't be tolerated, and never should be tolerated. I'll give you a few examples. Democratic Senator Nicole Cannizzaro, Senate leader, is a serving deputy DA in Clark County. She's also the one hearing all these criminal justice bills, civil asset forfeiture, capital punishment, etc. And, you know, both of those reforms, whether you support them or not, died because of her. And it is the most outrageous conflict of interest and outrageous violation that we just should not tolerate. And we are doing our best to make it to the Supreme Court and have them finally produce some kind of judgment which will rectify this perversion of our three-branch system. But I will say we've been made even more optimistic by the recent 7-0 Supreme Court ruling on the two-thirds majority tax case that derived from 2 years back. So we're feeling confident, but you're certainly right. The separation of powers issue and its ongoing violations continues to be a major hindrance to installing policy that the public actually wants. We are installing policy that government agencies want because we have government agents in the legislature and government lobbyists lobbying those government agents. It's quite the system, and yes, it needs to be changed, and it is our hope and our optimism that by 2023 session, the Supreme Court will have ordered some type of judgment here to better clarify the rules.
And by the way, am I right on this, that down through the years, this separation of powers thing, it's been a bipartisan effort that we've had Republicans doing the same thing, right?
Certainly true again, as was the case with this end of session, non-transparent policymaking. Blame exists on both sides here. I will say, however, that I think initially we served nine Democrats and four Republicans. It is my understanding that each of the GOPers we served have since resigned their executive branch positions. So it seems that every named lawmaker currently violating the U.S. the Nevada Constitution, Article 3, as we see it, happens to exist in the Democratic Party.
More coming up. He is a guy that knows everything that's going on in Carson City. He is Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. He was there for all 120 days of the just-completed legislature. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big show, big show. Eddie Hamilton is running again, this time a Republican candidate for governor. We already have a couple of candidates out, and we'll get a chance to visit with Eddie Hamilton coming up bottom of the hour. Victoria Seaman at the top of the next hour, and Chris Farrell. If you don't know who Chris Farrell is, he is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. They're doing something special. We'll tell you what it is coming up in just a little bit. Joining us now, Daniel Honcharu, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, that's Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this NPRI report is brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Daniel, I want to ask you, one of the disappointments for me, not surprising, but it was disappointing any GOP electoral reform bills were ignored. We all were fearful of AB 321. It was passed. It's been signed into law. It is now the law of the land. It was an emergency bill that dealt with the emergencies of the pandemic. And now they are permanent. And it all involves ballot harvesting and stay-at-home voting and things like that. Tell me about how that came about in the beginning. Give us the genesis of that.
Sure. Well, you are correct that AB 321, which I believe Jason Frierson was the main sponsor of, was passed, and it did make permanent what were supposed to be temporary emergency electoral measures, like you mentioned, mailing ballots to every registered voter. That is now the law of the land. And it's unfortunate because we were obviously bait and switched, but we were too slow to see it. Now... You are absolutely correct that, of course, after November's election, there was a lot of controversy regarding election integrity, security, etc. I share a lot of that concern. And to your point, the majority Democrat left did indeed view every GOP electoral bill as a pariah. And to me, it's very unfortunate because whether you personally believe or not that there are serious integrities with our issues, whether on a broad scale or whether even at the margins, where I certainly believe they exist and have certainly changed races in the past, it's vital that public trust in the election system generally is high. Americans need to have faith in our election systems. That's the foundation of democracy. But right now, by refusing to even entertain the idea of any electoral reforms, common sense ones like voter ID, which Jim Wheeler and Jill Dickman and John Ellison put forth, Assembly Bill 137, majority support across the country. You know, they would never hear that bill because of all the politics surrounding it. Even though, like I said, it seems so common sense, and even, you know, more negatively, to kind of hurt their argument, it seems that they're suggesting that there are certain people of society who are somehow incapable of acquiring a state ID, and that argument just doesn't pass the smell test with me. So you know, it's an indication that what we've already known, that the left has outright rejected any claims from the right about large-scale election fraud, but again, I think that divide will be even greater now. I think the animus will grow on both sides because none of these issues were debated publicly in committee, and so you know, for all those GOPers who are hoping to see some of this stuff debated honestly and in good faith, well, they're disappointed, and so was I, because a lot of the bills put out were very reasonable, and yet they were all just completely ignored.
I want to ask you about some good reforms, in particular in the criminal justice lane. AB 116 decriminalizes minor traffic violations. Was that a bill that had bipartisan support?
It did for the most part, and I'm glad you brought up criminal justice stuff because, as I've mentioned, this is one of the issues that we at MPRI are beginning to get more involved with, particularly when we see evidence of due process being abolished, or other